I'm not surprised because the ruling party has always exhibited the traits of confusion and lack of order. In fact, they are the ones that have been perpetrating the breakdown in the rule of law. All of that has been happening even before the late president passed on. Now that he's passed on, I'm not surprised about the confusion in there. This is how basically the fabric of that party is structured. As for the MMB, it's really unfortunate, but I think those are their issues, those are their troubles. For us as UPND, it's the only stable party in the country. I'm talking of the three large parties. This is the only stable party in the country, and that's why the people of Zambia have made a decision to give UPND an opportunity to run this country, to turn around the economy of this country.
Were you planning on joining with any of these parties, or do you see this political confusion as an opportunity for you to step forward now for the Zambian people?
We have already stepped forward. We are basically already providing leadership from the opposition. We are running the country already from the opposition. I think what is now expected is to formalize that through an election so that the country can be run by us directly. And one of our key objectives is to reunite the country, which has been divided, because we need a united country as a platform for an accelerated economic and social development. By the way, in case you are not aware, over 20 MMD MPs have already endorsed my candidature as president. We are inviting a lot more Zambians because the UPND should be used as a platform of unity to give Zambia an opportunity for development.
What do you make of the Zambian economy right now, and what would you do if you were elected president?
The Zambian economy is challenged today. I mean, if you look at the basic measures of economic performance, they are all reasonably negative, so to say. The high levels of unemployment, extremely high levels of poverty. Food prices are high, unaffordable to many people. A lot of people cannot access clean drinking water. Sanitation is bad in our country. Business opportunities are fewer and fewer for a lot of our people, which is driving the country into, if you like, negativity. Our main reason for seeking public office is to turn around the economy, to begin to move Zambia, which is endowed with substantial resources, yet its people are poor. And the reason is that there's bad leadership. And how are we going to do that? We will focus on creating and improving the business and investment operating environment. Make it attractive, credible, predictable, consistent. And once we do that, we will see basically the investments that are in Zambia. They will choose to stay. They will also do more than staying. They will reinvest, and we expect more investments to come into the country.